welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. We are here once again with Farm Chatter, and I believe we have at least one guest in the studio, if not two.
We have Abby, of course. Abby always is here. We did have Thumper, but I don't know where she went.
She must have done a drive-by recording that I missed hitting the button to record that.
Yeah, but she was in here.
And if she comes back, you'll know it because you will hear her.
I don't know what is going on, but she has a lot to say this afternoon.
Every once in a while, she goes through these stages of really wanting to talk a lot.
Yeah, she does, but we just ate lunch, and I think anytime she smells food, that gets her stirred up.
Oh, yeah. Although, I'm kind of like that, too.
Me, too.
Well, there you go.
I don't usually scream, though.
Right, right. We have a much more socially acceptable way of expressing, time to eat, that smells good. And here she comes again.
Here she comes back. Yep, there she goes.
Anyway, we have had a very productive weekend here at Five Feline Farm. The weather has not been great, so we couldn't be outside, but we took advantage of that time to get things done in the house.
So we have the remnants of Gordon, and over the weekend, I think we got a little over 5 inches of rain.
It's been consistent rain, and as you might expect with hurricane remnants, there's been a lot of wind.
There has been a lot of wind. So yesterday, which would have been Saturday, it was also a market day.
It was. It was scheduled from 8 to noon, just like always, and vendors always arrive around 7 to set up. But we had been watching the forecast.
Mm-hmm. We did. Yeah, you know, of course I'm a geek. So I have
You're a gardener.
I'm a gardener.
Gardeners
but I'm also
watch.
A geek.
Well, that too, but gardeners watch the forecast. They always are paying attention to rain, heat, sun, all of the weather things.
And I have about 8 weather apps.
That is no lie.
No, it's not. So I look at all of them and try to compare and figure out. Then I make up my own forecast.
Which, honestly, is usually the most accurate.
Well,
you
not always,
will go through and check out, oh, they say it's going to be this temperature, and they say it's going to rain at this time. And then you look at the radar, make your own decision.
Yeah, I can at least tell what is rain, snow, those sort of things on radar, and most, how close it is to us.
And typically, once you go through looking at all those apps, my question is, what do you think from the radar?
So, we did. I had been watching from about Thursday when the weather started seeming like, okay, we might get a little rain here, which we needed. Started watching the weather, and about Thursday, it's like, ooh, it's not looking so good for Friday.
No, not at all. And that affects
and
us.
And Saturday. Friday, that's when I do most of my harvesting.
Right.
So that didn't look so good.
It didn't. And then so many of our products are susceptible to damage when it gets wet.
Right. We have labels.
And the scones.
Yeah. Baked goods do not like rain.
Not at all. And given that, we were watching very closely, and because of that preparation time on Friday, we knew we had to make a decision.
Yeah, we have to make a decision. We can't make a decision on Saturday morning what we're going to be able to do with the market. And I don't believe that we have ever not gone to a market because of weather. We have been there and it has rained and we put our stuff away and went home. But I can't think that out of the 4 or 5 years that we've been doing this, we have ever canceled before the market even started.
No, we haven't. We've packed up early, like you said. We've
adjusted our setup, but this is the first time we have looked at that forecast and made a decision on Friday that we were not going to the market. Right.
And just a few weeks ago, you may remember if you listened to the podcast that we had a lot of wind and rain while we were at the market. And we really struggled with our tent. We had customers that were helping us. We lost some of our products. Some of our labels got ruined. And so that was fresh in our minds.
It absolutely was. And it was a struggle to make the decision in some ways because we then will lose income for that week. The market's winding down. There are only a few left. So we didn't want to miss
A
market if we didn't have to.
Plus, we had a lot of stuff.
That's the other thing. I mean, scones, I can just halt production, not get that prepared, and we're not out anything. That's easy. But the garden was not aware.
The garden did not stop. No.
It was not aware that this was an option.
Not at all. And we're really at peak production with both peppers and tomatoes right now because we got some of those in late because we had an early hail storm, so I had to replant a lot of that. We had late cucumbers, and they are just going to beat the band. So we had a lot of produce out there.
We did. And we then made a plan that we would take advantage of that time. Mm-hmm. And once we made the call, that's it. We are not going to the market. We're not going to fight wind and rain. And we decided we would spend the day preserving as much as we possibly could.
Right. We do not like to waste food at all.
No, no, no waste if we can help it.
Right. We will donate it. We will do whatever we have to. But we also, we needed to preserve some for us. We haven't had time to do that.
And we had eaten through a lot of our stores from last year.
Yeah.
And I didn't put up as much tomato sauce as I should have last year. And we ran out before the new tomatoes were coming on.
Yeah.
I don't like doing that because I believe the sauce that we make at home and that fresh tomato, we know exactly what has gone into.
Uh-huh. What hasn't.
And what hasn't gone into those. And I just really prefer having our home preserved food as much as possible.
Right. Yeah, I can harvest it. We can bring it in and preserve it. That's pretty fresh.
Absolutely. And we made a plan.
Yep.
We started off the day. We put on a pot of coffee.
Yep.
And started processing cucumbers first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I went out even in the rain. I was out a lot on Saturday in the rain harvesting. So I would harvest what we were going to process, bring that in. We dealt with that.
And repeat.
Yep. We did that pretty much the whole day.
We did. And one of the things that I wanted to do with cucumbers, I was out of dill pickles. Now, what kind of household runs out of dill pickles?
Right. You've got to have them. It's a must.
It's required. And I really wanted spears because I want to use those as a garnish in Bloody Marys.
Right.
That's another thing that we will need to process. We didn't get to yesterday, but if you've seen the cookbook, Simply Delicious, I have a recipe in there that we use to make Bloody Mary mix and can that. And it tastes wonderfully fresh in the dead of winter.
It does.
It's a great home done treat. But I wanted pickles for that. I wanted dill pickle spears as a garnish. So we put up, I don't know how many pints of those.
I don't know, quite a few.
Several pint jars of
those.
Enough
to last through winter. For
absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely. And then we started with tomatoes.
Yeah, I think next we went to tomatoes.
And we did salsa.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we did peppers.
Yeah, we did peppers. We did pepper sauce.
Mm, yes.
We had quite the assembly line going.
We did.
As you know, I'm not really a kitchen kind of person. I like to grow the food, bring it in, and be done with it.
But for a massive cooking preserving day, I really appreciated your help in the kitchen.
Yeah, well, I tried. I think you were probably ready to kick me out a few times.
Not at all. You did have some sort of interesting post on Facebook, though, I understand, about one of your tasks was to break up some canning salt.
Uh-huh.
And I heard you go to the garage with it.
Yep, I did.
And you came back and had...
It was broken up.
Broken up loose canning salt. We needed a cup and a half because we were making a double batch of brine for the pickles and for the peppers. And I didn't ask any questions.
You shouldn't.
And I had also not been on Facebook until later that evening.
Mm-hmm.
And I found a picture.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean... Okay, so I did it through the container. Okay, so it's a salt, and it's in this container.
Plastic jar.
It's like, yeah, it's like a plastic jar. So I took it outside and hit it with a mallet. I don't see anything wrong with that.
Repeatedly with a mallet.
It was kind of fun, actually.
I have this basic rule about using tools as they are designed to be used, which means kitchen knives are only used for cutting things that are food-related in the kitchen. And Donna has this other perspective about any tool anywhere can be used for anything.
Yes, I agree. Yeah, that is definitely true.
But I will say... Whatever she did to this salt in the garage was successful, and it stayed in the container as far as I know, and was sanitary-ish.
Well, at least it's just for us.
Right. All of this stuff produced yesterday is not for sale, not for market. It is for our own use. But we had a really productive day. It feels really good to see all of those jars lined up. And salsas and pickled peppers and hot pepper sauce and pickles. Just having all of that laid by, as they say in the old days.
And I didn't have produce waste.
That was a beautiful thing.
Yes.
We will eat well this winter.
Mm-hmm.
And we had no waste.
Right. So that felt good too.
It did. And that's how we spent a rainy, icky Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Working, but something that felt really good to have it done.
It did. I felt very accomplished.
Mm-hmm. I did too.
And there you have it. That was how we made the best use of our time this weekend.
And I don't know did we say that the market was actually canceled? It was rained out, too.
That's true.
It ended up being rained out.
Yes.
Which I can't ever recall that happening.
Not at all. As we started monitoring the Facebook page for the market, vendor after vendor started announcing that they were also not going to come. And then eventually...
It was awful for customers. It would have been awful for vendors.
So it was the best thing all around.
It was, yeah.
And we got a chance to do some processing.
We did. So there you have it.
There you have it. Until next time.
See ya.
See ya. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.